Lord, as we go into your word, we pray that understanding will come. I reduce to nothing, that you alone be lifted high. Lord, I pray every form of distraction we bind. We pray that as many hearts that are already here, Lord, I pray you will give them understanding, clarity will come, and you will give us the heart to understand the mystery behind thanksgiving and gratitude, and we shall become very great people in the name of Jesus. All the blessings will come to us and all the glory go to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The mystery of gratitude. Can you help me with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 to 18. Ephesians chapter 5, 18 to 21. Ephesians chapter 5, 18 to 21. Which one do we have? All right. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, go to verse 16 very fast, please. From verse 16. Rejoice evermore. Verse 17. Pray without ceasing. You see, rejoice came before praying. Hallelujah. So if you don't have a heart of gratitude, you can't ask for more. So what qualifies you to actually pray well is because, why? You are thanked well. Is somebody hearing me? So if you are not a deep thinker, you cannot even pray properly. Is somebody still here with me? He said, go to verse 16 again. Very quickly, very quickly. He said, rejoice evermore. Then the next verse says what? Everybody, help me now. Want to go? Pray without ceasing. Okay, let me just move on. Verse 18. In everything, give thanks. In how many things? Can I get some energy in this place? In how many things? So look at the neighbor and say, how many things are we supposed to give thanks? How many things? What did your neighbor say? In everything. So can you just tell your neighbor, can you thank God as you are seated? For you to be able to sit down, you need to give God praise. Can somebody give him praise? That you are able to move your hand, can you give him praise for him? He said, in everything you do what? You give thanks. Can somebody shout the loudest? Hallelujah. But see, you cannot make petition until you understand thanksgiving. Because you must enter into his gate with praise. And you enter into his court with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is what brings about the open doors to access. It gives you access to the Father. So he said what? Rejoice evermore. And the next thing he said, pray without ceasing. He now went ahead and said, in everything, do what? Give thanks. Can somebody just say, thank you, Jesus. Now look at something very, very powerful here. He said, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thanksgiving is the will of God. That is what God is thinking about. If only you can just say, thank you, Jesus, as you are seated. It is the will of God for you. So everywhere God can find gratitude, it can increase you. Anywhere God can find thanksgiving, then you have access to victory. Anywhere God can find thanksgiving, then the anointing can flow. Anywhere God can find thanksgiving, God himself can be present. Let's move. Let's move. Ephesians chapter 5, 18 to 21. Ephesians chapter 5, 18 to 21. Media, please help me. Help me, please. All right. Okay. And be not drunk with wine wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, look at that, that punctuation mark. He's trying to say something. He said, and be not drunk with wine where in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. So, that punctuation mark indicates that how will you be filled with the Spirit? Let's go to verse 19. Go ahead. He said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. So, the Bible said in that book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and verse 18, he said, this is the will of God for you, that you do what? You give thanks.
So how can you be filled with the Spirit? It's by giving thanks. If you are a man that is given to gratitude, you are a man that is filled with the Spirit. A man filled with the Spirit and that carries presence is a man that is given to gratitude. Gratitude will give you access to the presence. And when you are in his presence, you cannot be pressured. A man that carries presence is a man that walks in pleasure and not in under pressure. Why? The Lord is with you. The Lord is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Psalm 46 verse 5. He said the Lord inhabits the praises of Judah, the praises of his people. So it means that if you are a thanksgiver, you are a man that carries the presence of God. Why? It is the will of God concerning you. So how do you practice it? you are on the road and you give a little rakapashantali krekuskepaida. You are driving and you give, oh Lord, thank you, Jesus. You get to the office. I know that some of you might remember this testimony. On a Sunday like this, we came to church and the word of God came. And he said that there is somebody here. Monday morning, they will sack you. But hear me. Don't bother yourself about the sack. In fact, when you collect from the HR or the secretary your sack letter, jump up and shout hallelujah. And exactly it happened like that. Sunday morning, she got to work. And they gave her a sack letter. And she started dancing. And the secretary... You can still remember. And he said, are you all right? They just asked you. Do you know what? I said, don't worry. God already told me that this is what happened. And as she was singing and dancing, she has been passing that place for over 5 years. I don't know if I can. For over 5 years, going to that same place, she met another person, a colleague in school. Is it colleague? They call it. A classmate in school. He said, where are you going to? He said, they just sacked me. I've been passing here. I said, I've also been passing here for the past 5 years now. He said, what happened? He said, they just sacked me. They sacked you. The person just held her hand like this. And that same day, she got another job. Is somebody hearing me? That same day, she got another job. See, if you are always in his presence, you can never be pressured. Tap somebody, say, hello, hello. Did you hear what Pastor just said? If you are always in his presence, you can never be pressured. Tell the person, say, calm down. No shaking. Is somebody hearing me? And that's how the young lady got another job. They employed her that same day. She started working that same day. There's somebody here. Every pressure that you are under, as you will shout the loudest hallelujah now, my Lord, turn them to testimonies in the name of Jesus. Can somebody shout the loudest hallelujah? Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you. When gratitude becomes your lifestyle, you keep scaling higher altitude by the day. When gratitude, so gratitude helps you to climb high. Gratitude is an elevator. Do you know why? Somebody was sharing some things from a book. And he said, the writer of the book, his eyes were open. And he was having a conversation with the angels. And he said, what's happening when we worship? He said, this is what happens when we worship. Every time you worship, you come to the same level of the 24 elders that is always bowing down before the king. Because you cannot worship when you are under. You need to come to the same level so that you will experience what they are experiencing. So every time you are worshiping, you are at the same level with the 24 elders. And what are they doing? They are saying, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Can somebody just shout the glorious hallelujah right now? So you see, gratitude is an elevator. If you are under, it's because you are not thanking enough. And let me quickly say this. If a door was open before and the door is now shut, it's because you did not thank well. Is somebody hearing me? Oh, I was sharing this somewhere. I think it was in my church. I can't remember the particular chapter now. Maybe Luke chapter 17 or so. We're talking about this, the ten lepers. Right? The 10 lepers. And the Bible said that. Follow me. Guys, if you can help me look for it. Help me look for it. I think it's Luke chapter 17. Now, he said something. He said they came to him. And what did he do? He cleansed them. He healed them. And he said, go and show yourself to whom? To the priest. As they were going, they discovered that they were cleansed. But they were not healed. Oh, you did not hear what I just said. It is actually thanksgiving that completes the circuit of miracles. You are not here. Can you help me get that scripture? I think it's Luke 17. Uh-huh. 11 to 19. Luke 17, 11 to 19. Holy crap, ashundeli grados. For somebody that will share the next hallelujah now, your circle of miracles shall be complete in the name of Jesus. Can somebody shout the loudest hallelujah? Is it possible we walk this together? Let's do it together with a loud voice. Everybody want to go. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem. Oh yeah now. How many men? Oh yeah, let's go ahead. Go ahead. Please hold on. Mind you, he said he stood afar off. So the men were coming, he stood, he was watching. There's a reason why the Bible said he stood afar off. See, every word you see in scripture is intentional. It's not a waste of space. If the Bible says bread and butter, there's a reason why the Bible mentioned bread and butter. It's not because they don't have something else to put there. It's because it's connected to the entire scripture. Let's go ahead. Everybody wants to go. And they lifted up their voices. Hold on. Now, can you see the reason why he said he stood afar off? Because they did what? They lift. If they were close, they might not have shouted. So he stood afar off. He stood afar off, and they needed the word. They needed to project their voice to get his attention. Is somebody hearing me? You will shout this evening, and you will get heaven's attention in the name of Jesus. He said, and they lifted up their voices. Everybody want to go and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They even recognized him as Jesus. They recognized him as what? As Master. You will see something now. That will be a twist now. Verse 14, very quickly. And when he saw them, oh yeah, now help me now. What happened to them? See, the first thing that happened was because they applied mercy to the prayer. That mercy, first of all, attracted God's attention. Is somebody hearing me? Now, the next thing they did was this. They did not question when he said, go and show yourself to the priest. Oh, Benny, we are telling you to show us mercy. You are telling us to go and show. Come on now. You are supposed to tell us that, come, let me lay hands on you. Take a man too. Is somebody? Let us organize a 3 days prayer because we need healing. But he said, go and show yourself to the priest. It does not make sense. Do you know what they did? They obeyed. Come on, can you obey this evening? Can you jump on your feet and shout one hallelujah? Please sit down. Some of you are still trying to catch up. You are not there yet. I'm not trying to make you do exercise. But look at what happened. The reason why they were cleansed in the first place was because they did not question. I come up from time and say, God, God is saying we should do this thing. And me and Seb, I don't know why he's telling us to do it. And we'll just do it. And you find that there will be a great number of testimonies. Thank God that I obey. Let's go ahead. And when he saw them, and one of them, when he saw, where do you want to leave me? Let me know first. Let's go to verse 15. Thank you. Sorry, I'm the one confusing you. It's fine. I will take the blame. And one of them, when he saw that he was what? Healed. How many of them noticed that they were healed? Okay, let me rephrase. How many of them were actually healed? Oh yeah, calm down. Oh yeah, wait. If it is the 10 that was healed, raise up your hand. Oh yeah, now the pastor has gone to raise up his hand now, so it means that everybody is correct. Okay, let me see, give us benefit of that. If it was only one person that was healed, raise up your hand. You see what I'm saying? See, this your argument is what we are trying to solve. Don't get distracted. How many people were healed? Pastor, don't put my mouth again. Because anywhere you go, that there your people go good. All right. How many people were healed? Okay, if you are for 10, raise up your hand. Thank you. If it's only one person, thank you, ma'am. If it's only one person that was healed, raise up your hand. My brother, you don't know where you are. Are you a bat or a rat? Alright. Okay. You will see it now. He said, and one of them, when he saw, remember he said one of them. Them. A collective. Is it collective now? We'll call it now. Eh? One of them, when he was, saw that he was what? Healed. Turned back with a loud voice, glorified God. Hold on. We will come and solve that mystery. Let's go to verse 16. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Verse 17. Hey, Joe, help me. And Jesus answering said, oh yeah, everybody want to go. How many of them were cleansed? Okay, what's the problem? Is it the cleansing or the healing? How many of them were cleansed? How many of them were healed? May the Lord give us understanding. I pray the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened that we may know the truth of the word will come and will bring deliverance in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, calm down. 10 were cleansed, 1 was healed. Are we good now? Now look at what I'm trying to bring to you. Go to verse 18. Let me finish it. But please let me be seeing my time because I've not even started. I don't even know where I am now. There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. I've seen it. Give me scripture now. Verse 19. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has done what? Are we good? The circle of miracle will not be complete without a loud shout of thanksgiving. I'm still coming. Go back to verse 16. Let me show you something. Go to 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Let me say this to you. The intensity of your prayer must not be louder than the intensity of your praise. You did not get that. No answer. Can we still hear? The intensity of your praise must always be louder than the intensity your prayer. What does that mean? Simple. Now, I'm looking for a husband, or I'm looking for a job. Then you hold the leg of the pastor. Pastor, you know, go out today until I get a job or I get a husband. Then the prayer points are coming out, and you are shouting, you are sweating, seriously, because you want that breakthrough to come now. But what do you do when the miracle comes? Father, thank you. Lord, I thank you for what you have done. Was this how you were shouting when you wanted to collect the miracle? You see why the miracle don't last in our hands? Because what completes the circle of a miracle is that the intensity of our praise must be greater than the intensity of our asking. Until the intensity of your praise is louder, you are not ready for a miracle from God. I have seen my time. Give me scripture. He said, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed. Let's go back to verse 13. Let me see. Give me 13 very quickly. Give me 13. And they lifted. What did they do? Are you tired already? Don't worry. I'm looking at my time too. What did they do? They lifted up their voices. That means they projected so that the king can hear. If you can shout to ask, you should be able to shout to praise. Oh, I was expecting some noise in this house. I was expecting some higher kapari at all. A breta pape tus capaliada. E pretende come siende le cracosa. Can somebody shout? Thank you. Sit. We are still coming. We are not there yet. We are still coming. See, if you are too big to praise, you are too big for a miracle. Thinkers, deep thinkers are deep tankers. If you can think deep, you can tank well. They were lepers. They came out as a leper. But they came, one person came back, not just healed, he was made whole. So there are three dimensions to their healing. Are we together, sir? There were three dimensions. The first one was cleansing. You know, you just received the first phase of your miracle, and you're already showing yourself. In fact, you are not coming to the midweek service again. When your mommy calls you, say, mommy, I beg, mommy, you are disturbing us. I'm busy. Our pastor cannot even talk to you. It's just the cleansing part. We have not even gotten to the healing part. See, let me say this one in Yoruba. I will try and interpret. See, you should not owe God quality thanksgiving. Don't owe God quality thanksgiving. Tap your neighbor, say, neighbor, have you said thank you, Jesus, today? Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, can you shout it again? Shout it now. Hey! Ali Kropa, Telike, Skopa, Lieda, Bradakipo, Uziendeli, Krakatos, and Dai. Hear me now. The person that can shout the loudest, thank you, Jesus, a miracle in 24 hours. A miracle. Maske pratos kapaide rekete kepeto kopai katale koko pasa. Ode ogo kari ogo alade ogo ma. Oh go, carry, go. Alade, oh go.
Ropa Iba, oh, Iba, 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 Iba,
body, you want us to pray for you quickly? Anybody, very fast. I have 3 more minutes. You are seeking your body, you want us to pray for you. Please, Pastor, can you please come? Can I get the help of the ushers? And the ato etolie capada to crackon de cruciata.
La consombre de vende belle cumba come cuva. La cuzzo mini cuvi bande la cuba la consufre na mangaba. E consupre de vende no. Je ne vais pas ta vie.
Hear me. Thank you. Thank you very much. Why you are the best. God bless you guys. Now, please, I want you to release your faith. The moment the hands are laid on you, release your faith and receive it. Receive it. Please, I would really appreciate that you look beyond this environment. You have come to meet the Most High God in His house. The miracle worker is here right now. So that we just release your faith and just receive everything. Place your hands by your side. Don't put your hand in front of you. Don't fold your hand. Relax. So quietly, just continue. Just continue. Let's just minister to the people. Control you, to stop you. I speak over 2-3 persons here. Likra kopali gasunde likra katasa. Endi kropa aske likro amahis katali kopaidas. Ole kabarata katahas yotoli eke baratasa. Endo saye, yes, that's one. E parata pataya. The angel of God is here. I pray for you. From today, no more hardship in the name of Jesus. How many persons can receive this? You know what I see, Pastor? I see open heavens over this house. I see open heavens over this house. I see, Kai, oh yeah, receive it now. Receive it now, receive it now, receive it now. Receive it now, receive it now, receive it now. Receive it now, receive it now. Receive it, now. Receive, it, receive, it receive it, receive it. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. There's somebody here, you are seeking something. You are seeking something. Sorry, if I say you should stretch out your hand, it's not punishment. It's not a demonstration of faith. Sorry, I will soon be gone. Hear me now. You are here. You are seeking something. Now listen, the person that carries the thing is also looking for you. So because you are in this worship session, you are in this gratitude service, before the end of April, both the seeker and the one that is carrying it, you meet yourselves in the name of Jesus. Hear this. God said that I want to use one person to demonstrate my benevolence. He said, even though you know that you don't deserve it, he said, I'm going to use you to demonstrate how good I am. Oh yeah, receive it like that. Receive it, another person. You can, what I said to one. Sweet Jesus, how wonderful are you? Lord, for everyone that has received a miracle here and the ones that would go, that will happen to them on their way. Some people will encounter their own in their sleep, while some people will receive their own on their way to work tomorrow. For every miracle that will happen this week, that will happen this month, this year, Father, we give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. I seal it. Your miracles shall be permanent with you in the name of Jesus. You will not just be a receiver of miracle. You will become a dispenser of miracle in the name of Jesus. As you hear me now, as you step out, you start healing the sick in the name of Jesus. Ah, that amen is not big enough. I say, as you step out, you start healing the sick in the name of Jesus. For the rest of the events this week, Lord, we pray, let your name alone be glorified. We shall not suffer the retaliation of hell. And now that you have put us on this level, we will keep going from victory to victory, from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.